everybody. Mike Malloy here. Welcome to the program. Thanks for tuning in tonight. This hour is sponsored, by the way, by David Hatfield. His message, just keep up the good work, Mike. Thanks, David. We appreciate it very much. As you know by now, on Saturday, over 100 people were arrested in Chicago. The Occupy Chicago event that occurred in Grant Park over the weekend. Among those arrested were a couple of nurses with the National Nurses United Union who were there to assist in case anybody, cops, occupiers, anybody, needed medical assistance. These nurses were arrested. As a result of that, more than two dozen people in red shirts affiliated with NNU went to Chicago's new mayor, Rahm Emanuel's office at City Hall this morning, chanting, "Arrest the 1%. Now, one of the people arrested is a woman named, where is it? I've got it right here, Martise Chisholm. She said she and her colleagues were at Grant Park to offer their medical assistance and moral support. Nurse Chisholm said, quote, "We believe they have a right to assemble regarding the occupiers and the right to the freedom of speech under the Constitution. We see our patients suffer from the economic crisis, and we believe the only way to heal America is to address Wall Street." Joining us now from Chicago is Martise Chisholm, a registered nurse who was arrested Saturday night. Hi, Martise. How are you today or this evening?
Okay.
Oh, good.
Okay, I'm hanging in there.
How long were you in jail?
We were in jail for 23 hours.
23 hours. I'm sure they have told you what you were charged with.
I can't remember the charges, but it was a protest charge.
Mm-hmm. Like criminal trespass or?
Right, something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
I can't remember.
That's usually what they get you with when you're using the Constitution, when you're practicing your First Amendment rights to peacefully assemble. Were you and the other nurse ordered to leave? Jan Rodolfo, were you ordered to get out of the way before the police arrested you?
Yes. At 11 o'clock, the white shirt Chicago police officers came up and told us that it's an ordinance that says you have to leave the park at 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do not leave or move your tent, you will be arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, "Are you sure? Do you want to move your tent or do you want us to move the tent?" And we told the officers, "We believe that Chicago occupier have a right to protest, a right to assemble and freedom of speech. And we believe that this ordinance is violating their rights. And as long as the protesters are here, we will be here." So the Occupy Chicago protesters, they did not want to be moved. So we said we would not be moved. We will stand by the Chicago occupier.
Mm-hmm. And at that point, they I would assume that you had some sort of medical equipment set up, or
right? We had a medical station tent set up with first aid box with things to address bites. What we had a first aid box
right.
To provide medical attention.
Mm-hmm. Did they?
And so at 11 o'clock. They, you know, told us that we have to leave the park because of an ordinance.
Right.
And then at 12 midnight, they came and said, "You have to leave." And then finally at 1 o'clock, they put this big light, like a ballpark light, and put it on the tent. And then they moved in on us. And so all the protesters surrounded the tent to prevent them from taking the tent down and to prevent them from arresting us. So they surrounded the protesters and us, and then maybe like an hour later, they moved in. They arrested the back people first, and then they went to the right side, the front. And then once they arrested everybody, they took the tent down, and we were standing, because we were standing inside the tent, me and Jan. Then they took the tent down, and we were just standing there, and it was people watching us get arrested. We were the last two to get arrested.
It's my understanding, Martiz, that human rights or civil rights is nothing new in your family. There's a story about your grandmother, I believe.
Correct. Okay, my grandmother, her name was Berdia Kegler. And in the 1960s, because I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, mm-hmm. in the 1960s, she marched with Dr. King. Dr. King and Mega Evers trying to get the black people in Mississippi to register to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And so in January 1966, when I was 5 years old, she went to Jackson, Mississippi to give a testimony of being with a group. It was like three cars.
Mm-hmm.
She went to Jackson, Mississippi to Senator Robert Kennedy's hearing to give a testimony on them being denied their right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And on her way back, she was pulled over, and it was maybe six people, but her and another woman, they were murdered on their way back after giving that testimony to Senator Robert Kennedy. And as a child, I mean, because they let us know that you could die, but to keep the dream alive, mm-hmm. and keep moving forward. And so at 6 years old, that's when I made it up in my mind. When everybody else was crying at the funeral, as a child, I didn't cry. I said I would continue your dream, mm-hmm. continue your fight. And so I went on to college and did everything. And until now, it looks like the things that the civil rights people fall for, that the American dream is in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that it's my time, the nurse's time, to fight, to save this dream, to keep this dream from turning into the American nightmare. And on her way back in that car, you know, when they tell the story, my grandmother dealt with a lot of college kids, white college kids coming down there to help them. She would hide them in her homes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was too young to remember. So when I see these kids, it brings back memory when she was doing it, when she did it. And that's why I'm like, they standing up for their rights. This is not the first time young kids have stood up for other people's rights. They're standing up for their right. It's the right thing to do. And our nurses, Junior, we believe that's the right thing to do, so we're mm-hmm. standing with them.
Is your plan, Martiz, and possibly Jan, I don't know, you can only speak for yourself, but is your plan to go back to Grant Park?
Well, I'm a registered nurse, so we get every other weekend off.
I see.
So this weekend is my weekend to work. I work PM shift 3 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't be able to go this weekend, but every weekend I'm off. My plan is to go back until we beat Wall Street and victory is won. I'm going to continue. As long as they're out there, we're going to be out there with them. And we're expecting to be a long fight, just like with the Montgomery bus mm-hmm. fight. It's going to be a long fight.
And
we're planning on going the duration.
Well, Martiz, I respect you deeply for what you're doing. And is there anything that you need listeners to this program to do? Just support the movement, I guess.
Right. They need to call their legislation, because what our union is trying to do is to get Congress to tax Wall Street, because we believe that this economic crisis, well, it was caused by Wall Street.
Sure.
And so we're trying to get Congress to pass a financial transaction tax.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're pushing. So once they if Congress passes this financial transaction tax, we could put money back into Main Street. And like I said earlier, the only way we can heal Main Street, we have to deal with Wall Street. And I know it's not going to be an easy fight, because I can see what the president is going through now. But if the people put the pressure like they did with the civil rights
mm-hmm,
movement,
mm-hmm.
And even with freeing the slaves, it's the people. So the people need to start moving. Join nurses, join the Occupy Wall Street protesters. And we have to a movement to move Washington into the people's direction.
I hear you. Martise, thank you so much for joining us. I have the deepest respect for you, and I hope we talk again. Take care. Take care. Martise Chisholm, registered nurse.